you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. His name is Dr. Edwin Williams, and he is a board-certified facial plastic surgeon, and he specializes in facial plastic surgery. He's been in practice for about 25 years, and he's one of Castle Connolly's top doctors of 2017, which is this year, folks. So there's no 2013, 2014. We're talking about this year. This is the guy. So let's introduce him to the show right now and find out a little bit about his practice, Williams Center Plastic Surgery Specialist, and find out what fine work him and his colleagues are providing for the folks of the tri-state area. So without any further ado, Dr. Williams, welcome.
Thank you, John, for that very kind introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think it's much deserved, Dr. Williams. So, Dr. Williams, could you tell me and my audience a little bit about the Williams Center Plastic Surgery Specialist? What do you guys actually specialize in, and what sort of services do you provide for the folks?
What we do differently here is that, as I established a practice years ago, we each just specialize in certain things and don't do anything else. And it was always my feeling, let's face it, if you want to be the best at something, you can't do everything.
Right.
So I do facial plastic surgery, primarily facelift surgery, rhinoplasty, which is nasal surgery. I've got a partner who does just hair restoration. He's on the cutting edge of that. And then we also have what's called a Rejuva Center. It's all the non-surgical Botox. And I have a board-certified facial plastic surgeon who runs that. And my partner's a plastic surgeon. He does breast and body work, breast and body contouring, and that's all he does. So that's what makes us a little different. But
right.
My specialty is in I'm very involved with the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. I just stepped down as the past president, and I am very involved with this society and teaching, and love what I do.
Well, Dr. Williams, we're very grateful that you're here, and we have you here, so I figured it's probably best that we stick to facial plastic surgery, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
Now, for clients or patients, rather, coming in who are looking to have some kind of procedure done with the face, specifically in your practice, do you find yourself dealing more with the reconstructive work, or are people coming to your office looking specifically for, like, cosmetic touch-ups?
Well, as my practice has evolved over the past many years, probably the last 15 years now, it's primarily a cosmetic practice. I went into the field, was very involved with trauma and reconstructive work, and was very passionate about it. As after years of doing that, it just kind of evolved into more of a cosmetic practice, and that's what it's been for the past 15 years now. But I still teach in the reconstructive realm at the university. Because I enjoy teaching, but that's how the practices evolve. So
now Dr. Williams,
rhinoplasty. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask Dr. Williams, what sort of for those, for instance, who may not be totally up to speed with the huge advances plastic surgery has made in the last, I don't know, 15 years. What sort of procedures can be performed on the face?
The most common procedures performed, believe it or not, are the non-surgical procedures, but that's not what I do, one of my associates does.
Right.
I will say that surgery done well is not seen, and unfortunately we have a lot of folks walking around who have way too much in the way of injectable things in their face, and they look silly, right?
Yeah.
But what I do, what's really, so the non-surgical has really added a lot to the field because it gives other options. But in the surgical realm of what I do in the area of rhinoplasty and facelift surgery, what has really advanced us is the ability to do more that looks more natural and do it through smaller incisions with leveraging technology, basically, fiber optics.
Right.
And, so that's really, for example, rhinoplasty, which is there's cosmetic rhinoplasty and reconstructive rhinoplasty. But years ago, almost every patient, probably 70-80% of patients that I took care of, I made a larger incision. It was called the open approach. And now almost exclusively the closed approach. So there is no external incision. And that's only made possible by innovations in technique and technology. So that's just one example.
Now, Dr. Williams, with these huge advances in technique and stuff like that, does that also kind of cut down on the recovery time?
Well, it does. I mean, And the type of lift that I'm doing, the type of lift is facelift that I do now compared to 25 years ago, is much more effective with less recovery period because right. we do less dissection, smaller incisions, all that type of thing.
So in essence, I mean, it makes perfect sense. The incision's smaller, which means by far that
less
the pain,
dissection.
Right,
exactly.
And less time to heal that area. So it makes complete sense. Now, Dr. Williams, with the patients coming into you, do you deal at all with insurance? Or is that more of a reconstructive type of deal? I would imagine with the cosmetic, insurance isn't really willing to cover somebody's nose job.
It's really not. And like I said, I did the insurance work for years. I always felt it was very important to be part of this, part of our community. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of junior folks who do a lot and serve in that way. You know, I think it's important to be able to give as well as to, but as my practice evolved and became more of an expert in those two areas, that's I just don't do that aspect of the practice any longer.
But Dr. Williams, with the advances in plastic surgery, for instance, since you've been in practice about 25 years, I mean, has plastic surgery, if somebody wanted to get a cosmetic procedure done, has it become a little bit more affordable for the average everyday person?
A little bit more. I mean, things can be done in less time, and there are certainly options in the non-surgical realm that are much more affordable.
And when you say non-surgical realm, are we talking like Botox and injectables?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Botox. So someone who's had thin lips, thin aged lips that are kind of wrinkled. I mean, there are a lot of different options now. A lot of options that really have enhanced what we can do with less. So to that extent, things can be – you don't need surgery for everything, I guess is what I'm saying. So it does make those things more affordable.
Now, Dr. Williams, we do unfortunately have to end the interview in just about a minute.
Sure thing.
But before I let you go, where can people sort of find out, first of all, a little bit more information about you, sir, and second of all, a little bit more information about your practice, Williams Center Plastic Surgery Specialist. Do you have a website, a Facebook page, anything like that?
We do. We're actually very active on social media. WilliamsFacialSurgery.com is our website, WilliamsFacialSurgery.com. I have I'm active on Snapchat. That's Dr. Ed Williams. And I have all our behind-the-scenes, I call them shenanigans and inside scoop going on a daily basis. And then I have a very active YouTube channel. It's YouTube.com/Williams Center, where I have all kinds of videos, frequently asked questions for the procedures that I do.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Edwin Williams, sir, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional world with us. Of course, plastic surgery is a booming business right now, so we were very grateful that you took some time out of your day to come and talk to us.
Well,
so thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, John. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.